Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
So I got a kick out of this left-wing nut job in Bozeman. I'm sorry, in Bozeman, because he's one of those guys. He's one of those radical left-wing nut jobs in Bozeman. Bozeman, he's a Bozeman guy. Anyway, he wrote this, and I didn't even see the article. A friend of mine shared it with me, and I got such a kick out of it. This was his opening couple of sentences here. So-called conservative commentators on talk radio are seemingly apoplectic about Trump and his minions being labeled with the F word. He's referring to fascist, right? But they have no qualms whatsoever about branding almost anyone who opposes the Trump administration's lawlessness as radical leftist extremist communists. And then he went on a big rant complaining about me, and then also complaining about our friend John the Joker Jackson, which is, you know, pretty funny because, yeah, John, we always have fun whenever John's in the house with us on the show. But this is a pattern, really, that you're seeing here. This guy is the perfect example of the pattern that we're seeing here. It's like the pattern that we're seeing with disgraced former FBI director James Comey. See, they can break any law, they can cross any line, abuse any position of power, and you're not allowed to ever hold them accountable. They are never supposed to be held accountable for breaking the law or abusing a position of public trust because, see, they can break any rule, they can break any law, they can commit any crime, and then they get to hide behind this shield. Oh, you're just going after one of your Trump's political enemies here. So they get to do whatever they want. They actually get to launch a coup against the president of the United States and undermine the United States of America and violate laws and lie to FISA court judges and commit a whole host of crimes, lie to Congress, commit perjury, all to undermine the president of the United States of America. But if you ever want to do anything about it, if you ever want to hold them accountable for them crimes, oh, you're just going after your political enemies. So they can go after their political enemies all day long and break any law you can possibly imagine, and they're supposed to just get away with it because if they're ever held accountable for it one day, they get to pretend to be victims. It's the same thing with their rhetoric. They will attack the brave men and women of the Border Patrol. They will attack the brave men and women working for ICE, just like they attacked our law enforcement officers all across this country. They will call them fascist for simply enforcing the law. But then you call them exactly what they are. Far left radicals, violent extremist organizations, and they throw a temper tantrum and pretend to be the victims once again. Anyway, it's very easily identifiable pattern. All right, we got the phone lines open for you. 406-294-0970. Back right after this. I think we got Carla in Absorkey first up.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
It's like a bunch of little kids playing a game of tag or something like that. And the rules are always changing. It's like, oh, no, 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 no. I'm on base now. We now have bases. You can't tag me when I'm on a base. Well, we didn't have bases before. Why do we have bases now? That's what you're seeing come out of the left. See, they will viciously and falsely attack and oftentimes violently attack the brave men and women of ICE, just like they attacked our law enforcement officers all across this country. By the way, I've got video on our Montana Talks website right now that's been released by the U.S. Border Patrol showing the violent protesters attacking our Border Patrol agents in Whitefish, Montana. You can see the large piece of plywood being thrown at the vehicle, in front of the vehicle, right on Highway 93. You can see the woman standing in front of the Border Patrol vehicle trying to get out of their own parking lot, being obstructed by the protester. She audibly tells them that they're going to have to arrest her. And, of course, they call up the Whitefish police, and eventually she is arrested. But, see, they open up our borders. They allow this invasion to take place. They put criminals back out on the streets. And if you want to do anything about it, they call you a fascist. They call the Border Patrol agents fascists. They call the ICE agents fascists. They attack the brave men and women, public employees, by the way, who are serving this country. But if you dare call them out for being the radical left-wing extremists that they are, they pretend to be victims. We're seeing the same thing in Oregon right now. So President Trump, if you missed the news over the weekend, is calling on the military to provide assistance because the far-left Antifa activists have been launching violent attacks against our ICE agents in Portland. And so President Trump is sending in the troops to give them backup, to protect them in the midst of these violent attacks. And look at the petty complaints of the far-left attorney general for Oregon. He told Politico's Playbook late Sunday, he said, quote, "I think part of what we are seeing in America right now is a normalization about using the U.S. military in ways that we just haven't used them before." President Trump just won a federal court case when this similar question came up in California. I think he'll win this court case in Oregon as well. But again, here we see the pattern that's taking place. They're the ones that are trying to normalize something that shouldn't be normalized. They are the ones that are normalizing violent attacks on our ICE agents, on our law enforcement. And then they complain that President Trump is trying to normalize the use of the military to respond to their violent attacks on law enforcement agents. Again, it's the pattern of their, they get to attack this country, they get to undermine this country, they get to call somebody a fascist for simply enforcing the laws of this land, but don't you dare call them anything back. It's just a pattern across the board. All right, phone lines are open, 406-294-0970. We've got Carla Johnson in Absarokee first up on the phone lines. Carla, great to hear from you. What's going on?
Great to hear from you. Thank you for taking my call, Aaron, and appreciate your show this morning. It's great, great, great information. Yes, we have the Lincoln Reagan annual Lincoln Reagan dinner, October 4th at the Stillwater Pavilion, put on by the Stillwater Republican Central Committee. Tickets are $45. Youth tickets are $6 to $12 or $15, and it begins at 5 p.m. We have a gun raffle and a 50-50 and some door prizes and no host bar, and the dinner is provided. So we would love to have any of you surrounding communities, or if you want to come from far away, we'll accept you too. So we'd love to have you.
That's always
you
fun.
Can reach out to me, 406-855-2761.
What are folks in, you know, Stillwater, Carbon, kind of the surrounding counties, what are folks fired up about right now? What do you think they're going to hear about at the event coming up on Saturday?
Well, thank you for asking. We're going to have keynote speakers, Judge Dan Wilson, who is running for one of the seats on Montana Supreme Court, and we have Congressman Troy Downing will be our guest speakers.
Yeah. Well, it's great. I'll tell you what, it's fun. I was in Dawson County for the Lincoln Reagan earlier this year. I was just in Ronan for the Lake County Lincoln Reagan dinner, and it's so great to see so many people, and especially for the people out there that I feel like have just been struggling after the assassination of Charlie Kirk, and they don't know what to do. They don't know. They know they want to do something. They know they need to do something, but they don't know what to do or how to get engaged, how to get involved. These are types of opportunities like that. I mean, I think of their city council elections that are going on right now, and how many people ignore city council elections. And so this is a great opportunity to really, you know, get engaged with everything that's going on in your community right now.
Correct. Thank you, Aaron. Appreciate it so very much.
Hey, thanks, Carla. Thanks for calling in. Phone lines are open for you as well, 406-294-0970, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app. Speaking of the Montana Talks app, I got a great message here from Cole in Deer Lodge. I don't know if you guys have heard it, but I've been praising a Montana Democrat here recently for calling out the corruption in his own party. And anyway, if you haven't seen this column that he wrote for the Sealy Swan Pathfinder, I'll give you a quick summary coming up right after the break. But Cole in Deer Lodge, also praising Jesse Mullen. Jesse Mullen was on the executive board for the Montana Democrat Party. He was a candidate at the statewide level. And anyway, wait till you hear what he's been saying here recently following their convention.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
It's just the hypocrisy here. It's like what the childishness. If it wasn't so devastating and damaging to our country, what the far left is doing right now and what James Comey and the rest of these guys did to undermine not just the president of the United States of America, but to undermine the United States of America. If it wasn't so dangerous, you would just call it childish, because it really is. It's like, remember when you'd play tag as a kid? If I got any fellow 80s or 90s kids listening right now, and you'd play tag, and it's like, okay, tag, you're it. But now, no touchbacks, no touchbacks. See, because they tagged you, so now that you're it. But now they wanted to integrate a new rule, which is you can't touch them back now in the game of tag. See, they put that new rule in place. Tag, you're it, and no touchbacks now. Because now that you're it, they don't want to get tagged back right away. And that's what this hypocrisy is saying. You have the people who were cheerleading on this phony coup against President Trump, concocting a whole fake, phony Russia, Russia, Russia hoax to take him down and to take our country down. And they violated laws in the process. But now they're saying, oh, no touchbacks. No, because see, they made up fake crimes to try to take down Trump. And in the process, they committed real crimes. But they're saying, well, you can't take us down for committing real crimes because you're just weaponizing the government against your political opponents. No, this is not weaponization against political opponents. This is called accountability. This is called justice.
Comey's no Boy Scout. He was begging Biden to imprison Trump for anything and everything.
Evict him, bar him from future service, have the prosecutors, the local prosecutors in New York, pursue him for the fraudster that he was before he ever became president, lock him up for the garden variety frauds he did there, but don't give him that center stage, that dominant role in our national life, just down the street where Joe Biden is trying to heal this nation.
Yeah, pretending to be the victims when they're the perps. And again, going back to this whole idea that you had that radical left-wing nut job in Bozeman. See, they can call you fascist all day long, but don't you dare call them a far-left extremist, even though their claim is totally baseless, totally unjustified. But you're not allowed to call them radical leftist. Look, I've said this before on this show. There are very good Democrats all across Montana. You know, I was in Scobie and I was in Plentywood. And, you know, I did over 105 events all across Montana last year. And there's good Democrats out there. And they don't believe what these leftist judges believe. They don't believe what some of their own statewide candidates believe or the Democrats in the Montana legislature believe. But especially if you're a Democrat in rural Montana, you don't get a voice in that party right now. They have turned over the party to the university districts of Bozeman and Missoula. They've carved up those legislative seats so badly to where you don't have a voice in your own party. because they want it to be the party of the Zoe Zephyrs. They want it to be the party of boys and girls locker rooms, the party of chopping body parts off of kids, the party of open borders and illegal alien invasions. And they call you fascist, but yet they're the ones who locked up peaceful pro-life protesters and spied on Catholics. And then you think about it. So those of you who still identify with the Democrat Party, even if you see a lot of their policies have gotten crazy and the judges have gotten crazy, even if you still hold on to calling yourself a Democrat, you've realized that you would not be able to get elected in a Democratic Party primary because the powers that be would not allow you to run if you don't share their crazy beliefs on everything. And even those of you that had a voice in the Democrat Party are being kicked to the curb. I mean, case in point, let's go back to Jesse Mullen, who was the Democrat candidate for Secretary of State last year. Cole in Deer Lodge says this. Cole messaged us on the Montana Talks app. Cole says, Jesse Mullen has been talking about the corruption in the Democrat Party for a while. He was a lot more liberal when he first moved to Deer Lodge, but I like to think we're getting him cured. That's what Cole in Deer Lodge says. He says, what's scary about this is if Jesse didn't own his own newspaper in Deer Lodge in Phillipsburg, I don't think we'd ever even hear about this. I'm sure that without his newspaper connections, this would get buried right away. And then Cole says, good on you, Jesse. Yeah, Jesse Mullen, who was the Democrat candidate for Secretary of State last year, good job on his part. I mean, he's been calling out the corruption, and he called it out before Abby Lee Cook, the state party's treasurer, pleaded guilty to federal embezzlement charges. He wrote in the Seely Swan Pathfinder, following the recent Montana Democrat Party convention, he said, quote, the convention was not without theatrics. On the eve of the board election, outgoing chair Robin Driscoll erupted in what witnesses described as a screaming match, telling one delegate to, quote, shut their effing mouth. Then following Sunday's board election, the newly elected vice chair's unfortunate remark about a former U.S. senator sparked outrage and power plays, handing old guard members a chance to flex control. Ultimately, the vice chair resigned his position 3 days into the term, and the unity campaign promise appears to be sitting mangled firmly in the bus's rear view mirror. So basically, because Jesse Mullen was calling out the corruption in his own party, he was told, allegedly, by the now former chair to shut his effing mouth. And then there were some other, you know, apparently fists were almost thrown in another altercation that was being reported following that convention as well. If you see the write-up by Tom Luty for the Liberal Montana Free Press. Tim in Savage says this. Tim, you should call in. I mean, reading the messages is great, but it's better to hear your voice. 406-294-0970. Tim says this. I'm getting tired of people with no knowledge of actual political structures screaming fascist over and over when they don't realize that their beliefs are actually fascist. Yeah, the people that call themselves Antifa, anti-fascists, are the ones that are actually doing the fascism in America right now. I mean, little kids were at a Christian worship music service, essentially, in a park in Portland, Oregon, and Antifa started attacking them. Little kids. While Christian worship music was playing. But these are the people that call you the fascist, and don't you dare call them radical left-wing extremists. They simply want to silence you, just like they wanted to silence shows like this. I mean, think about it. When we look back on COVID-19 and all the, you know, the scam that they did with their lockdowns and their mask mandates, and they were telling you to shut up and wear your mask and all this other crazy stuff, most of the media went along with it. And they were lecturing you and they were mocking you. And it was shows like this that gave you a microphone that stood up for your rights, and they tried to silence us then, and that's all they're trying to do now is silence us once again. 406-294-0970 if you got something you want to talk about, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app. Back to Comey. Here's what Comey had to say with regard to, you know, after the news of his federal indictment came out.
My family and I have known for years that there are costs to standing up to Donald Trump, but we couldn't imagine ourselves living any other way. We will not live on our knees, and you shouldn't either. My heart is broken for the Department of Justice, but I have great confidence in the federal judicial system, and I'm innocent. So let's have a trial and keep the faith.
See, this guy trashed the reputation of the FBI. He turned the FBI on peaceful pro-life protesters. He turned the FBI, sort of his predecessors, by the way. He turned the FBI on the American people, trashed their reputation, turned the FBI on President Trump. And now he's pretending to be a victim here. And why does he say he wants a trial? Well, the grand jury that indicted him was in, I think, Northern Virginia of all places. So not a hotbed of conservatism. And that's the grand jury of his peers that indicted him. He's hoping that he can have a trial in some place like that or some place like New York, where all it takes is one left-wing extremist juror to say, I don't care what crimes he has committed, I'm going to say not guilty. And tragically, that's the culture that they have now groomed in America to where they don't care what crimes he has committed. Because he was going after Trump, because he was going after you, because they were going after, you know, parents who were criticizing school board decisions, trying to stand up for, you know, women's sports, because he was going after you, because he was going after Trump, they don't care what crimes he committed. He believes somebody will declare him not guilty, and he can get away with it, and he can make more money selling books, and he can do more MSNBC and CNN hits because he feels like he is being rewarded for trashing the FBI. By the way, speaking of the FBI, I don't know if you saw this in the news last week. I had a story on our Montana Talks website. Now that we've got a new FBI director, they're actually trying to help with the crime situation instead of commit crimes. They're opening an FBI field office in Billings, Montana for the first time in a very long time. So imagine that, a new FBI director actually trying to rebuild the FBI and have them go after criminals instead of law-abiding American citizens.
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordlund.
Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins says USDA has crafted a plan to help rebuild America's shrinking beef herd.
Our cattle inventory, unfortunately, cannot be rebuilt overnight. We are developing a robust plan to revitalize and diversify the U.S. beef industry alongside our great partners in that industry for producers, processors, and consumers. We will provide more details at a rollout in mid-October alongside my partner, Secretary Doug Burgum.
Rollins did address the false online post that USDA would be paying cow-calf producers to retain their heifers instead of selling them. She said those false online rumors being spread by some cattlemen are fake news.
But to be clear, and there's been a lot of speculation about this in the news in the last couple of days, we have no current plans to offer any payment to beef producers. We see how the government getting involved can completely distort the markets. And so currently there will be no plan. No plan is even under consideration to insert ourselves through payments into the beef cattle industry. But our plan will focus on opening up more working lands, expanding our risk mitigation tools, expanding those risk mitigation tools for our beef cattle industry, and hopefully inspiring the next generation of farmers who hold the future of this great nation in their hands.
I'm Lane Nordlund.
Hurry.
You're listening to Montana Talks, bringing truth and freedom to Montana. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right. right, we got a couple of great callers on the phone line, so let's jump right into it here. Actually, first, real quick, Bob in Wolf Point sent us a message on the Montana Talks app. Bob says this: last night in Wolf Point, double shooting. Story on Facebook. I can't send it to you here. Anyway, Bob, yeah, thanks. I did see that message. It looks like the Billings Gazette has an update that was just posted a little under an hour ago as well. Authorities have lifted the shelter-in-place order for Wolf Point residents as law enforcement continues its search for a man accused of fatally shooting one person on the Fort Peck Indian Reservation and wounding another. Ethan Murphy has been identified as the suspect in the shooting, which occurred Sunday night in Wolf Point, and law enforcement is following up on several leads, according to the most recent update from police. In the past month, four people have died in two separate shootings on the Fort Peck Reservation. Anyway, Bob, thanks for that message. Let's go to Tim in Savage out there on the Montana-North Dakota border out there in Mondakistan. Tim, thanks for the call. Yeah, what's going on?
All right, good morning. Yeah, I woke up to that, seeing that news in Wolf Point. Horrible situation there. Yeah, they just lifted the shelter in place. It had been in effect for several hours, and then it was just a couple, 3 weeks ago, a double homicide in Poplar. So, yeah, it's brutal times up there on the reservation. So hopefully we can get some law enforcement in there, get things under control.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's why, you know, related, you know, when I talk about, you know, when I was talking about Comey, and then now you've got Cash Patel and the FBI opening a field office in Billings. You know, the reason why we have FBI field offices in parts of Montana is because, you know, crimes on the reservations in particular are mostly, you know, prosecuted, the felonies, through federal courts, so the FBI has to investigate. And so that's huge, having an FBI field office to go after those types of crimes. Now, obviously, there's offices on the High Line that'll deal with Fort Peck, but, you know, you get the point with when it comes to concerns on the Northern Cheyenne or the Crow Reservation as well.
Well, yeah, and most folks don't realize that, you know, who has jurisdiction on the reservations and the limited effect the tribal officers have, and then the limited amount that the local county sheriffs can do, and how much of those felonies have to be prosecuted by the FBI and investigated. But by opening these FBI offices, you're going to have the radical left. They're going to be screaming overreach of government, and they're going to weaponizing the judiciary and all this other garbage that they continue to scream. Like I said earlier, you know, they keep screaming fascist. Well, they don't even know what it means. And do a little brief. It's like Bernie Sanders, you know, attacking the millionaires and billionaires when, for Pete's sake, he is one. He's his multiple homes. I mean, they don't even realize. And these cries of, you know, these horrible ICE officers and Border Patrol. Oh my God, look what they're doing. They are enforcing the laws that were duly passed by our legislative system. And you got Kamala out there screaming that, you know, that it was Trump who was the one that shut down Jimmy Kimmel. No, it was a business decision because he's a crap entertainer and shouldn't even be on TV. And so, you know, but what happened to Roseanne? They forget about that. And, you know, Roseanne, you know, a radical leftist, she was canceled because of something she said. You know, there are consequences to your action. But yeah, the far left continuing to scream about stuff that they actually know nothing about, and protesting enforcement of laws and screaming at people and causing hate and discontent, it's just really starting to hit a boiling point. It's getting frustrating that's all they have left is violence, and they're starting to get called out for it.
Well, that's the thing. They commit actual, to your message earlier, they commit actual fascist attacks, but then they call you fascist. And then when you call them radical left-wing extremists, oh, you can't call us that, you can't call us that. And, you know, your phone call got me thinking of this, back to that Bozeman, you know, liberal commentator guy complaining that I call out these radical left-wing extremists. Well, a big reason why I specifically say a radical left-wing extremist or, you know, these far-left Supreme Court justices is because, Tim, you lived all over Montana, especially in rural Montana, and we know good people. We have good friends that that still consider themselves Democrats. And they are not far leftist like these folks that are running the party right now, like the folks that are running some of these judges and these justices. And so I call out the radical leftist extremist Democrats because I know that there are still some good ones out there that unfortunately don't have a voice in their party at all whatsoever right now.
Well, yeah, and once you mentioned that, I pulled up that article written by Jesse James Mullen, and it was very interesting. And yeah, he's recognizing it that, yeah, he's got his party being pulled apart, and, you know, where are their ideals? And they've just gone completely radical. And there are good Democrats out there that are still trying, you know, there are some good Democrat ideals, but they're starting to realize that, in the famous words of Ronald Reagan, is that he didn't leave the party. The party left him. And I think that's what Jesse Mullins is seeing as well, is that the Democrat ideals that he remembers and that the reason he became a Democrat, that those are actually conservative ideas. And those are things that the Republican Party is supporting.
Well, look at Democrat Senator John Fetterman, U.S. Senator out of Penn. I mean, you know, I was pretty skeptical of him. I mean, look at the way the media propped him up despite all it. But yet, oddly enough, he's one of the most sane voices in Capitol Hill right now, speaking out against Chuck Schumer's government shutdown, speaking out against handing the terrorists behind October 7th a victory with statehood. Why would you reward terrorism? Why would you support a shutdown now if you didn't support a shutdown, you know, last year or the year before, right? And so hey, hats off to Jesse Mullen. Hats off to John Fetterman.
And who would have ever thought that Fetterman would be the voice of reason in the Democrat Party? I mean, early on, he was a real concern.
Well, you know what? Hey, God uses some of the worst of us in some crazy ways, you know. So
exactly.
He's got a plan for everybody somehow, right? All right, Tim, great to hear from you. Thanks for the call.
All right, have a good day.
Yeah, you too. 406-294-0970, the number for you. Caden, go ahead and patch Sam in Kalispell through to us. I got a message on the app from Sam in Kalispell as well. And Sam Nunnally is a great guy. Sam, a conservative, a Republican, currently on the city council in Kalispell. Sam, great to hear from you. Thanks for calling in. Man, well, first off, what do you want to tell folks all across Montana before I, you know, take it any sort of direction?
Well, you know, one thing, I absolutely support Kisa. Kisa is the right direction for Kalispell, and we've got to move Kalispell and continue keeping it that red city that we are. And Kisa will guide that. So I am supporting Kisa all the way.
Yeah, this is Kisa Davison. Just for any of our listeners out there that aren't tracking the Kalispell elections, Kisa Davison is running for mayor of Kalispell. Man, what an impressive woman she is, business owner. She's got a mixed martial arts, jiu-jitsu gym, the SBG gyms across the state, a successful construction company. But, yeah, she's in a three-way race right now. There's a far-left guy running that the Democrats are propping up. And then, of course, you know, a libertarian has to put their name into the hat to try to, you know, take away votes from the more conservative candidate. We see that time and time again, don't we?
Seems to be a common MO.
Yeah. What else is on your mind?
So the other thing, you had mentioned local elections are important, and I just want to give a quick talk about my time with Colonel Alan West when I was at the National Convention for Pachyderm in Galveston, Texas in 2019. I had the opportunity to drive Colonel West all around Galveston and to the convention and back. And we had a very good talk. And I was just running for city council when that happened the first time. And he leaned up to me and he said, the two most important races across the United States are city councils and school boards. It is critical. That is where the rubber meets the road, and we have got to get engaged when it comes to school elections and municipality elections.
Yeah, I mean, big mayor race in Yellowstone County and Billings right now as well. And again, you see the behind the scenes games where the, you know, you've got the more liberal Chamber of Commerce there trying to prop up another candidate. Yeah. Whereas in Billings, kind of like how Kalispell's got a strong businesswoman like Kisa Davison running for mayor, you've got Jennifer Owen, who's just rock solid running for mayor in Billings. And the big government folks are trying to prop up some other candidates in the meantime.
That's right. Another election in Kalispell is Jed Fisher. Make sure you're supporting and voting for Jed Fisher at the box.
I know I've talked with you, like I ran into you at Pachyderm Club in Kalispell and everything, and, you know, like you say, the city council and school board are so important, yet so often, you know, everyday folks sit those races out, just like they oftentimes sit out midterm elections. And it's like, folks, this is when you got to turn up. You can't just wait for presidential elections.
That's right. It is critical. In some ways, I think city council sometimes it has more impact than some of those national and even statewide elections, because that is where the rubber meets the road.
Well, and if you live in Missoula, all you got to do is look at your tax bill to know how big of a difference that makes. All right, Sam, great to hear from you. We got to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of your phone calls right after this.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, the message that we got from Sam in Kalispell, and then, of course, he called into the show as well, but his message was this: I support Keisa Davison for Kalispell mayor. She is the right candidate at the right time. Isn't it interesting that, you know, now you've got a three-way race for Kalispell mayor. You got a far-left candidate. You got a solid businesswoman like Keisa Davison who can come in and limit government. And then there's a libertarian that runs to siphon away votes from a conservative candidate that's got a great shot of winning something like that. You know, same libertarian candidate who ran to try to help John Tester in the Senate race last year. Same libertarian who ran against a solid conservative like John Fuller in the state Senate, a great Vietnam veteran, solid conservative who stood up to protect women's sports and more during his tenure. Same libertarian that, anyway, yeah, here we go again. Have you ever noticed how when it comes to important elections that the Democrats always figure out a way to get a libertarian in the race? All right, 406-294-0970, Perry in Columbus, great to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Aaron. Great shows today. You know, I want you to plant a seed with everybody that's listening of a reasonable disposition, that if you look around more than just a 10-second or 20-second click sound bite, and you listen to what everything that's going on, whether it's in Montana or nationwide with the, I'll just call them the Democrat Party, it's actually the communist insurgency, they are just ramping everything up in such a desperation that if you've got to just understand that you can call out their hypocrisy, breathtaking hypocrisy, all you want, and it doesn't affect them. They don't care because they only have one objective. It's power and control. And the parallels between the National Democratic Party, and I'm talking about the Chuck Schumers and the AOCs and the Bernie Sanders and the Jasmine Crockett's, there are so many parallels that we're beginning to see in Montana politics that there is no real such thing as the only thing that a good Democrat has to do, a JFK-type Democrat, is become a Republican. And one of your last callers said that. So I'll just say, please, people of Montana, place this deep in the memory banks, everything that's going on right now between the violence and the subterfuge and everything else that's going on to try and undermine this country. And remember for more than 10 minutes that these people are mean business, and it's only like 7 or 8% of the population that I can tell that would really destroy this country, want to, and are trying to. But we have to understand that they will never give up. They will never quit. They're desperate. and we have to stand up for ourselves and take action. And there you go. And your shows are part of that. Oh, by the way, if you haven't got a security team yet, sharpen your claws and check your magazine, because you are a person of interest to them now.
Well, the tragic part is everybody is. You never know when you're the target, because they've just the lawlessness has just, you know, gotten so out of control, and the viciousness and the hatred from the other side. I mean, guys like you and I, we love just going out and talking to folks, especially if they have, you know, different beliefs. But there are some that simply hate you simply for what you believe. So, yeah, no, unfortunately, especially after being overseas, there's a reason I always try to get an aisle seat, and there's a reason I always try to have my back to the wall and my face looking at the front door. Good advice for all of us these days. All right, Perry, great to hear from you. Thanks for the phone call. Let me see here. Let's go to we'll get John and Kalispell patched through to us next here. What was the other thing I was going to get to here before we ran out of time? We're too short on time. Let's just get another caller in. And by the way, tomorrow I'll be broadcasting live. We'll have good security there, so don't think about it. We'll be broadcasting live from the Montana Electric Cooperatives Association annual meeting in Great Falls. That'll be tomorrow's show, and then I'll be back in studio Wednesday, and I think the Joker will join us for Wednesday's show, since I'm on the road tomorrow. John in Kalispell, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Oh, Aaron, thank you for the year. Great show, as always. I just wanted to say one thing about the three individuals running for the mayor in Kalispell. There was a tiny home subdivision that was in the floodplain. It did get approved. However, one of the individuals, and it's not the Libertarian or Keisha, voted against it. And he was the only one on city council that voted against it. And that'd be Ryan Hunter. However, it's important for the individuals outside the city limits of any city to support those conservatives within the city that are running for election, because unfortunately, money is the lifeblood of politics, and there's a lot of things that need to be done out there in order for those individual candidates to get the word out and get people to vote.
Yeah,
so
and the symbolism of a far-left candidate taking over, you know. Now, I get it, the county's more conservative than the city, but nonetheless, they will want that symbol of winning something like that, especially in an off year, to try to give them momentum heading into the midterm elections. John, great to hear from you. Sorry we're out of time.